the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Jenny McGuire is president of Trinity College Dublin Students Union. Are you aware of many students intending to use J1 visas to visit the United States this summer? And how does it compare with previous years?
I mean, everyone I've been speaking to, it's not on their list. People are either cancelling or making new plans or even looking forward over the next few years. People are just not even considering it. There's a great sense of uncertainty, a great sense of fear, and people just tend to be avoiding it.
Why would they have fear of going to the United States?
Over recent policy decisions of the Trump administration, we have students currently studying from Trinity in different universities across the state, and the atmosphere has gotten back to us and being brought back to students here on the ground. I mean, students are afraid to speak up about anything. People are afraid to speak out in class. People are afraid to go to events because they don't want a target on their back.
Have you had any details of anybody Irish being removed from the country? I say that because there's been at least 300 student and visitor visas revoked in the last month or so.
What I've heard is a Trinity student on a study abroad in Columbia University has been disciplined by Columbia University for their participation in Palestinian activism, which is crazy, and especially from the Irish education sector, who have really said little on this and this infringement on someone's right to peacefully protest.
If Irish students aren't going to America, which used to be in previous generations a rite of passage, where are they going instead?
Yeah, so I hear students going all across Europe, students, you know, going to the UK, students going to places like Greece, to Spain, to Portugal. That is where they're heading. A few of them going to Canada, more going to Canada, who were previously intending to go to the States as well.
There's a listener here who says, a J1 is for working, to see some of the country and experience a different culture. It's not for going to protest. What do you say to that?
What I say to that is that we have seen that if people are getting their phones looked at and their social media accounts looked at when they're trying to enter the country, I think we're beyond protest here, where this is about freedom of expression and freedom of sharing your beliefs. If you shared a post on your Instagram or retweeted something, like that is what's being pulled up and that's what's being specifically targeted. Or if you go to a poetry reading, activism is not just screaming on the streets, it's engaging. It's just your everyday life.
Stay on the line, Jenny. I want to bring in Fiona McEntee, who is founder of McEntee Law Group, which is a US immigration attorney service. Fiona, thank you very much for being with us. Have you heard of any incidents involving Irish students to date?
Hi, good morning from Chicago. I'm not sure of any involving Irish students specifically, but we have been getting calls from students from all over the world, including the UK, India, you know, lots of different countries. That's not to say that Irish students have not been, you know, included in this. I just haven't spoken to any personally.
A listener says, this is pure scaremongering bull as usual from Matt and the propaganda machine. But Fiona, there are plenty of examples, aren't there? There are hundreds of examples of student and visitor visas being revoked. And that's not just hearsay. That is what the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has boasted about.
Yeah, to be honest, this is something that I hear often, and it's ridiculous, like accusing us of fear mongering when I'm fielding calls from students who are getting emails saying that their status has been terminated, their visas have been revoked, and the emails from the State Department are referencing the fact that they could be deported to third countries. These are facts and these are things that are actually happening, and we're not in the business of fear mongering. I mean, we're in the business of advising, of information gathering, trying to assess the situation and give people options. So I would absolutely dispute that we're fear-mongering. We're trying to spread awareness.
I think, in fairness, I think I was the one who's really been accused of the fear-mongering rather than you, Fiona. But it is the point. Marco Rubio said that if visa holders are taking part in activities that are, quote, counter to our foreign, to our national interest, to our foreign policy, we'll revoke the visa. But what sort of activities could he be referring to?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's unclear. We've seen some pretty high-profile immigration enforcement against what we believe to have been peaceful, you know, activism in relation to the Palestinian people. I mean, some of the students that we're getting calls from have had, you know, somebody had a speeding ticket for going a few miles over the limit, you know, not like, you know, extreme speeding, minor traffic infractions. Some students have absolutely no, you know, in having have had no interaction with law enforcement in any way. So people are not, you know, at least from the people that I'm speaking to, the vast majority of them have, you know, either none or extremely minor like traffic infractions that I would not say or anything, you know, do not rise to the level of being, you know, a violation of like national security.
Also last month, our Department of Foreign Affairs updated its travel advice for transgender people planning to visit the United States, noting the authorities there want visa application forms to, quote, reflect the traveller's biological sex at birth. What do you make of that, Fiona?
Yeah, that's another thing that we're seeing where, and I mean the USCIS, which is the agency here that's responsible for reviewing visa petitions and applications, updated forms as well to kind of indicate that they want your biological, you know, gender marker. We've seen some instances of people being refused to get, or their passports have not been issued in, you know, their gender identity. And so I'm not surprised to hear that people are, you know, warning the trans community. And I think there's a lot of people that are feeling extremely unsafe here in the US at the moment. And you can understand when you see these policies and these sentiments, you can understand why people feel that way.
And just to finish with you, Jenny Maguire from Trinity College Dublin Students Union, what about American students here in Ireland? Because there's a report today in the Irish Times that some students in the School of Medicine are having problems getting their funding from the Trump administration.
Oh my God. I mean, it's just so uncertain. We've been aware of this issue for the past few months, and like the entire school has been thrown up in the air. A place like Trinity, where we're the 14th most international university in the world, international students are so reliant upon to fill funding gaps, and now that's being taken away. And as well as the Trump administration writing to universities across Europe asking if they still do EDI and if they engage in environmental policy as a threat to their funding. This is an attack on higher education, attack on academic freedom, and students here are afraid to go home.
Actually, Fiona McEntee, I want to put one question to you from a listener, a comment. Any would-be J1 student should hold off going to the US until the circus leaves town. The notion that we should correct our phones and remove any support for Palestine or lampooning Trump et al. Is anathema to what we as a people are about. Go when the place is fun again. Do you suggest, Fiona, should it be that Irish people should be wary, should perhaps postpone their travels to the United States?
You know, this is a question that we've been getting. You know, people's mothers calling our office wondering if their daughter should go on their J1 visa. And I'm not about to tell people to, you know, not enter the US, right? I'm obviously an immigration attorney and I help people come to the US or stay in the US if that's what they want to do. I think, you know, the advice should be that if people are coming or wanting to enter the US, that they need to be aware what might happen on entry in relation to the search of electronic devices, social media, you know, so people just need to be aware of that. That knowledge is power. And from that, you know, once they get that information, they can decide if they still want to enter under those circumstances or if they don't, they're obviously free to do that. But yeah, it's certainly a question that we've been getting. But, you know, I know that there are a lot of people are still planning on coming to the US on their J1s this summer. And personally, this is something that, you know, it just makes me really sad because I came to the US on a J1 initially through UCD to study law here. And then I came back on an F1 student visa. And I think, you know, the beauty of what I saw when I moved to the US was being able to have, you know, discussions with people about things that you maybe don't agree on, right? And to have these free discussions about everything from abortion rights to, you know, gun ownership, right? And it kind of opened my mind to just people's differing viewpoints. And it makes me sad to think that people won't get to maybe come here and be able to express themselves freely and kind of hear from people about differing viewpoints. It's been the cornerstone of America, is this idea of like free speech. So, I mean, I can understand if people would have reservations, of course. But obviously everyone has to make the decision about what's best for them and, you know, together as a family if there's kids involved.
Thank you very much, Fiona McEntee from McEntee Law Group in Chicago, and also Jenny Maguire, President of Trinity College Dublin Students Union.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.